A long gospel will have a long homily. I came here last week. I studied in the seminary for 9 years straight. I didn't have any offices until last week. The parish gave me an office, and I don't know how to deal with that. Someone asks, "Father, do you want to bring something in to your office?" And I told her that I bring myself. I have been reflecting on the gospel today, and I would like to say three points of my homily to describe the sower today in the gospel. They all begin with letter F. The first letter F, forgive. I was ordained 3 months ago, and being confessional is the most beautiful thing for me ever. I cried in the confessional once, because whenever I say, "I absolve you from your sin in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit," God forgives that person directly. And that is a moment of glory for me. You come to a confessional, you confess your sins, and I don't have the ability to forget or to forgive your sins at all. I don't have that ability. But God has that power, authority to forgive your sins. When you go to confessional, you don't go with me, physically, yes. But you confess your sin directly to the Lord, the Son of the living God, the Most High God. You confess your sin with him. And God is using me as his instrument to help you. God is using my hand, my mouth, to proclaim that I absolve you from your sins. That moment is so beautiful that I cried. Because we all sinners. I'm struggling with my sins. You are struggling with your sins. We all sinners. But I'm asking the Lord, "Lord, please help me to be a humble person. In the midst of the suffering of people, we all sinners, and that way, please help me to be a humble priest, that I can help the people, I can pray with people. Please use me as your instrument to help the people that you are loving them so, so much that you are ready to forgive their sins whenever I say, 'I absolve you from your sin.'" Second letter F, forget. Can you forget your name right now? No, you can't. Can I forget my name right now? No, I cannot. Why? Forgetfulness belongs to God. Why is it so important that I mentioned today in my homily? When you go to confess, when you go into confession with me or with Father Matt, and whenever, or a priest, whenever we say, "I absolve you from your sin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit," God forgets your sin immediately. And God has that power to do that. Do you trust me? Trust me, okay? God has that power to forget and to forgive your sin. Forgetfulness is something belongs to God alone, I think. The last point, the last letter F, forever. What does it mean for you and for me when I say God is forever? Brothers and sisters, We are living in the society, and we are changing every day. The society is changing every day. Even you and me, we are changing every day. Today you love Mexican food. Tomorrow you love Italian food. The next day you love Thai food. And you are changing every day. That is human beings. But the Lord never, never changes himself. He remains faithful from all eternity, right here with you, and from all eternity again. He is faithful from all eternity. He loves you from all eternity, and he continues to do that from all eternity. And that is so important to see that. Son of the Most High God became man to show you that he is so merciful to people. It struck me really hard, like, Lord Jesus Christ, why you become a man like me? Why you become a man like human beings walking in the earth like me? Why you supposed to be like Son of the Living God? Son of the Living God, brother and sister, but he became man like for you and for me to say one thing, that God is love. God is merciful. He remains faithful forever. So, three words today. Forgive, forget, and forever.